This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh's final journey will commence from Congress headquarters in New Delhi to the cremation ground at 9:30 a.m. tomorrow. In a social media post, Congress General Secretary K.C. Venugopal said, the mortal remains of the former Prime Minister will be at his residence in the national capital today for the public to offer their condolences. He added that tomorrow morning his mortal remains will be taken to the Congress office and the public and party workers will have the opportunity to offer their tributes. The Union Cabinet today expressed condolences over the demise of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh, saying that in his passing away, the nation has lost an eminent statesman, renowned economist and a distinguished leader. It also passed a condolence resolution in memory of Dr. Manmohan Singh and paid homage by observing a two-minute silence. The resolution said that Dr. Manmohan Singh has left his imprint on national life. It added that Dr. Manmohan Singh served as India's finance minister between 1991 to 1996 and his role in ushering in a comprehensive policy of economic reforms is well recognized. The resolution also highlighted his academic as well as career in government and public life. Dr. Manmohan Singh will be accorded a state funeral. On the day of the state funeral, a half-day holiday will be declared in all the central government offices and CPSUs. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and various leaders across party lines have expressed grief over the passing of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. President Murmu said in a message, Dr. Singh was one of those rare politicians who straddled the world of academia and administration with equal ease. Vice President Dhankar called the former Prime Minister a distinguished economist who transformed India's economic landscape. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister visited Dr. Manmohan Singh's residence in New Delhi to pay the last respects to the former Prime Minister. In a video message, Prime Minister Modi said the nation is deeply saddened by the demise of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. The Prime Minister said his life is an example for future generations regarding how people can rise above struggles and achieve greater heights. Union Ministers Amit Shah, J.P. Nadda, Rajnath Singh, Jyotiraditya Scindia, former Congress President Sonia Gandhi, leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, among other leaders, also visited the residence of the former Prime Minister and paid tributes to him. The government has declared a seven-day state mourning as a mark of respect to the former Prime Minister, Dr. Manmohan Singh. During the period, the national flag will be flown at half-mast throughout India and there will be no official entertainment. The national flag will also fly half-mast on the day of the funeral in all Indian missions and high commissions of India abroad. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a meeting with U.S. Secretary Antony Blinken in Washington, D.C. yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that the meeting reviewed the advancement of India and USA partnership over the last 4 years. He expressed confidence that India-US relationship will serve our mutual interest as well as global good. South Korea's National Assembly voted today to impeach acting president Han Duck-soo less than 2 weeks after he took over from President Yoon Suk-yeol, who was impeached for his botched imposition of martial law. A motion to impeach Mr. Han passed unanimously in a 192-0 vote, marking the first time an acting president was impeached by parliament. Mr. Han was suspended from his duties as soon as the impeachment resolution was delivered to him, putting Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Choi Sang-mok in his seat to serve as both the acting president and the acting prime minister. Benchmark domestic equity indices today ended in positive territory with gains of almost 0.3%. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, gained 226 points to close at 78,699. Similarly, the National Stock Exchange Nifty added 63 points to end at 23,813. Meanwhile, the broader market indices at BSE closed mixed. The mid-cap index ended marginally down by 0.8%, whereas the small-cap index gained 0.28%. In the fourth test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy, Indian batting once again collapsed before Australian bowling. At stumps on day two of the second test, the visitors were struggling at 164 for 5. And that is the end of this news bulletin.